Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, January 9th, 2018. How do Iranians in Canada feel about the United States' support for recent protesting in Iran? And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a married couple. The Philadelphia area's largest drug bust in a decade occurred recently, and a familiar face has launched his gubernatorial bid in the state of Ohio. The United States has come under fire from the Iranian government, with the latter accusing the former of meddling in their national matters and of, quote, inciting Iranians to engage in disruptive acts. Iranians in Canada came out to protest in solidarity in Toronto, Canada, and courtesy of Bare Naked Islam. Here are some of their thoughts about the United States and President Trump's position with regards to Iran.
Only person in the world stood with Iranian people is the Trump. Mr. Trump stood with Iranian people.
So you believe that Donald Trump is doing a good job?
Absolutely.
You think he is
the freedom man. He is bold. He tells you the way it is. Maybe he's not a politician, neither am I. I make a lot of mistakes. We all make mistakes. He has an experience. He knows to hire the right people
right.
to the right job.
Right. Do you think Justin Trudeau is losing support from Iranian Canadians?
He lost me. He lost my support. Mr. Trudeau, you lost me. You lost the Iranian people. You didn't stand with Iranian people as a solidarity. You come to tell them that, oh, we are condemning that. That's not enough. You gotta take a bigger action against them. You gotta stand, you gotta tell them we will not stand for this. You kill your own people on the streets because few mullahs, they have billions of dollars.
It's all about freedom, it's not just about economy.
Would you say that the media in general has been playing
for
up
sure.
the economic aspect to it?
It's just not about economy, it's all about freedom.
Thank
and
you.
Justin Trudeau has to speak out.
Yeah.
I appreciate the standing point of Donald Trump. I appreciate the position of Nikki Haley. And we need international support. And really shame on Justin Trudeau for his silence about
Absolutely.
Iran.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Peter Claver. To love God as he ought to be loved, we must be detached from all temporal love. We must love nothing but him, or if we love anything else, we must love it only for his sake. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Saints Julian and Basilisa. You're listening to Crusade News.
You've all heard the expression, he'd give you the shirt off his back. Well, if that shirt was a King Dude original, it'd actually have meaning and not be something Huma Abedin says about Hillary. My latest includes Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal and the Mike Church Show 25th Anniversary Tee and Polo shirt. And I've got you covered in sizes small through 4X Fat Bastard. Update your sartorial stash today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/shirts. And I'll throw in a freebie from our out-of-print bin. Your King Dude haberdashery awaits at MikeChurch.com/shirts or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs is special because we honor a married couple. The story goes that Julian was forced into marriage by his family, but he and Basilisa agreed to preserve their virginity and lived in a Josephite marriage. Their fruitfulness would come through their spiritual children. Julian encouraged Basilisa to found a convent, which she did, and she became the superior of the convent. Julian gathered a sizable number of monks and undertook their spiritual formation. The two converted their home into a hospital which could hold 1,000 patients. While Basilisa died a holy death of natural causes, Julian was martyred by beheading either at Antino in Egypt or at Antioch in Syria during the Diocletian persecution. Saints Julian and Basilisa, pray for us. CBS News is reporting that Philadelphia customs officials made a discovery which ended up being the area's largest drug bust in the last decade. Inside bedroom furniture and kitchen cabinets, which entered the country through Puerto Rico, was discovered 700 pounds of cocaine. The street value of the seized loot was about $22 million. The discovery was made in November by Customs and Border Protection officers who found the drugs within false walls of the furniture. A familiar face has registered himself in the Ohio gubernatorial race. Fox News' Brett Baer has the scoop.
Former Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich has filed some paperwork to run for governor of Ohio. Kucinich ran for president twice and was, until today, a Fox News contributor. He is one of several prospective entries in the race to succeed Republican Governor John Kasich, who cannot run again because of term limits.
In this Celestial Musings, Alatia is putting the spotlight on the martyrs of 2017, and I wish to share them with you. These are the names of some faithful Chinese bishops who suffered forced labor and or imprisonment for the faith and died this past year. Bishop Paul Ji Tingji of Urumqi. Bishop Sylvester Li Jiantang of Taiwan. Bishop Matthias Yu Changgin of Hanshang. Bishop John Liu Shigong of Jining. Bishop Casimir Wang Milu of Tianshui. In the Philippines, when Malte rebels seized Marawi on the island of Mindanao, they took 8 Christian construction workers hostage and ordered them to profess the creed of Islam. Upon their refusal, they were shot dead, thrown in ditches with a sign thrown upon them that said Munafik, meaning traitor or liar. May we all find inspiration in their stories and have the faith and courage of these martyrs, should our lives be asked of us as well. For more news tips, follow me at my Twitter handle, @CrusadeNewscast. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you. Serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.